So, you have a new movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. Wish.
Okay, I will.
What are you doing?
Doing what you said?
No, sir, I already have the movie.
It worked!
All right, so anyway, this movie takes place in a kingdom called Roses, run by a king named Magnifico.
Right.
And he's a sorcerer, so he does this thing that when you turn 18, you can tell him your wish, and maybe one day he'll grant it. He does, like, one per month.
Why is he collecting everyone's wishes? Did they give him powers or something?
Well, eventually he learns that they can, but no, he doesn't know that right away.
So why do that?
Because
that works.
And so another thing is that once you give him your wish, you forget about it completely, like it's gone.
What if someone told somebody else their wish or wrote it down on a piece of paper before seeing him?
Hey, shut up. So one day our main character, Asha, goes to interview to be his apprentice, right?
Okay, and what does that job entail?
It entails that I needed a reason to get her into a one-on-one conversation with the king.
Gotcha.
And so the two of them are gonna break out into this song called At All Costs with lyrics like, there's no ocean I won't swim across to be by you.
Oh, so they're in love?
What? No, she's 17.
Oh my god, that kind of sounded like a love song.
No.
Okay, what are some of the other lyrics?
You pull me in like some kind of wind, mesmerized by the hold I'm in.
That's a love song.
Oh, yeah, I might have accidentally written this as a love song. Whoops.
Whoopsie.
Anyway, so then she asks if he'd consider granting her 100-year-old grandfather's wish.
Okay.
So he checks it out, but the wish is to inspire people, so the king's like, well, that's too vague. What if he wants to inspire people to destroy the kingdom? We can't have that.
Kinda has a good point.
No, he's the bad guy.
Oh.
And so Asha's like, wait, so most of these wishes aren't ever gonna be granted? You're the bad guy.
And they already figured that out mathematically. He only does, like, 12 a year.
They had not figured that out mathematically, so Asha's like, hey, you can't do this. These are people's wishes. You're the bad guy.
Hey, what if somebody's wish is to kill a lot of people or be, like, a really good arsonist?
Hey, no hypotheticals, please. Just listen.
Oh, my bad.
Thank you. And so now Asha's like, well, it can't be up to one person to decide which wishes get granted or not. I gotta find a way to get people's wishes back.
Is everybody in the kingdom miserable or something?
No, they're pretty much all doing great.
All right.
So she goes and wishes upon a star, but then that star shows up, and it's just the cutest little merchandising opportunity.
I like the sound of that.
So this merchandising opportunity starts doing magic and giving animals the ability to talk, including Asha's 3-week-old goat, Valentino.
Oh, talking animals. That is a Disney tradition.
Yeah, well, this whole movie's supposed to be like a celebration of 100 years of Disney.
It's been a good century. We gobbled everything up. So it turns out Valentino gets a super deep voice and he smirks all the time, so that's gonna be lots of fun.
Very cool. And what's that character's role gonna be in the movie?
I just told you.
Oh, okay.
But now the king feels threatened because he saw some lights.
So what does he do?
Well, he's gonna sing a little song called This Is the Thanks I Get.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's gonna be like, I let you live here for free and I don't even charge you rent.
Those mean the same thing.
And then he's immediately gonna turn to dark magic, which turns him fully evil and corrupts him.
Oh, good, okay, that'll remove any ambiguity about whether or not he was being reasonable.
Yeah, so he's fully evil now and he wants all the wishes for power.
Being straight up evil is tight. I hate puppies.
Oh, my god.
So what else happens?
Well, it turns out that Simon sells Asha out to the king and tells him that she's the one who summoned the merchandising opportunity.
What? Who's Simon?
Oh, yeah, see, Asha has 7 friends, and they're inspired by the 7 dwarves.
Because 100-year anniversary?
Because 100-year anniversary, that's right. So their names are Simon, Hal, Dario.
Whoa, yeah, no, there's no way I'm remembering any of that. I don't even think I can name all 7 dwarves.
Yeah, that's fair. So Asha's gonna rally her friends up, and the queen is gonna join them too, since her husband's, like, fully evil now.
But he's been corrupted by some evil magic. Doesn't she want to try to find a way to save him?
No, so they sneak into the king's study to try to free these wishes, and Asha tries to lure the king away from the castle.
Okay.
But it turns out it was actually Simon, mind-controlled and magically disguised, and the king is at the castle.
Uh-oh.
So he absorbs all the wishes and traps the merchandising opportunity in his staff.
Wow, well, it's gonna be hard to defeat him now.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, Asha gets the whole kingdom to sing a song, and that defeats the king and traps him inside a mirror.
Was this like a song they knew or something?
No, it's just a musical moment that solves everything.
Oh, well, great.
So then we're gonna imply that this king becomes the magic mirror from Snow White.
That is a horrible fate, and the queen really doesn't want to find a way to save her husband.
No, she's just gonna rule the kingdom now and leave her husband that she loved like 3 hours ago trapped in a mirror forever.
Are we sure she's not evil?
Yeah, I don't know. And then the merchandising opportunity offers Asha some magic, and everyone's like, hey, you could be our fairy godmother.
How do they know what a fairy godmother is?
Unclear, and now she has the power to grant people's wishes.
I thought her whole thing was that one person shouldn't be the decider of who gets their wishes granted.
Well, it's okay now, because she's the main character.
That makes sense.
And then the talking 3-week-old goat is gonna go found Zootopia.
What?
And Peter Pan's gonna be there. We're gonna see him.
Okay, sure, yeah, that may as well happen.
Celebration. And so that's about it. What do you think?
Oh yeah, you know, let's market it as a celebration. How could that not do well? Hi everybody, Ryan George here. Thank you for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you enjoyed it. I have a few seconds to fill up here and nothing planned, so I'm going to attempt some improv. Yes, and...